Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart. This afternoon's show is entitled, as you are well aware, Beware of Anger and Sins of the Tongue. The Bible has much to say about the tongue and sins of the tongue. Now, James chapter 3 is the great treatise on sins of the tongue. Throughout the Word of God, including the book of Proverbs, there are many verses that has to do with verbal sin. And you and I are culpable for verbal sins. Now please understand, in 1 John 1:9 we're told, if we confess, that is homologeo, if we agree with God that we have sinned, then we confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Well, why is it necessary to cleanse us? Because whenever there is sin, there is a wound. Sin leaves a wound. Sin, plural, wound us. And you and I, that is, our sins are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. So this is a marvelous verse, and it's very important for believers to understand. But you and I have to be aware of anger. What anger to our lives? Now, yesterday, I talked about two particular words in the book of Colossians, Colossians 3, that have to do with anger. One is the word wrath that has been translated into English. And this particular word means to have an abiding state of anger. And please understand that there are individuals who are angry and who are unconscious of the fact that they are angry persons. Then there is the other word is thumos, which means a certain boiling up of anger and then it's it's dissipation. Then there's another word that Paul uses in the book of Ephesians for anger, paragizmo. And which means to be out of one's mind with anger. And some have even say that this word, particular word, refers to rage and that a believer is not to have this type of extraordinary sin in his or her life, rage. So we have three different words now. And you and I have to understand the psychopathology of anger and what it does. Anger is a demand. And the foundation of anger is pride. The foundation of anger is pride. You and I are told that we are not to allow our members to be used as weapons of unrighteousness. Paul writes this in his letter to the Romans. Our members can be weaponized against ourselves. Our own members can be weaponized against ourselves and against others, and moreover, against God. So we must be aware of anger. what it means for our lives. In the Old Testament, anger was centered in the nostrils or in the nose. And so one of the prophets, when speaking of God's patience, wrote that God is, literally he wrote, God is has been long-nosed toward you. And when the prophet wanted to talk about anger, he said God has been short of nose. And so that's a symbol of wrath and anger. So the nostrils, the flaring of the nostrils, we have this very powerful picture of anger and what it does. God gets angry too. We're told that God is angry with the wicked all the time. So God's abiding state of anger is righteous indignation toward the wicked. So because of who we are, because of our proclivity or the proclivities of the flesh, you and I have to be careful about sins of the tongue. David talked about putting a gate over his mouth. And we read in the book of Job that and what he suffered, those things that impacted his life in such a devastating manner, we read in all these things, Job did not sin with his lips. He did not sin with his lips. So sins of the tongue are very serious. You and I are culpable for sins of the tongue. We go before God and confess to God that we have sinned with our tongue, we know that God will forgive us, and he will send off from us the penalty for our sin. But beware that there are consequences that we bear because of our sin. We are forgiven, and God sends off from us the penalty of our sin, but we bear the consequences of our actions and what we do. Please understand that the minutiae of the Bible are what God looks at. There are people who preach and harangue, name it and claim it, and that if you want this, God will bring it into your life, and believe God that he will do this for you. You know, and they will cite some verses in the Bible, but please be careful and understand that these people may not have done careful exegesis of the verses they use. And they may be imposing upon the Word of God interpretations that are not consistent with the text. So be very aware of this reality. Now, we have these marvelous verses in the Old Testament that speaks to this topic. And so in Proverbs 18:21, we read, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. There are people who go to church and who engage in blasphemy before service begins, during the service, and after the service. Blasphemy is slander against the character of God. And in the Word of God, blasphemy extends to slander against the character of persons. It literally, in the Hebrew, means to stand against the life of another. Very serious, very, very heinous, very destructive sin of the tongue. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. In Western medical science and in Western, in Western psychotherapy, these realities are not addressed. The tongue is very powerful, and the tongue can be very destructive. The tongue can wither a spirit. The tongue can destroy a life. The tongue can truncate and make small the life of an individual or individuals. I read a study a long time ago that was done by researchers who did research on children raised in environments where the parents argue constantly. That does to it cuts off the growth hormones in the body. And so these children come out of these relationships and these homes of stunted growth because of the environment under which they've had to try to survive. This is very serious. And I want you to be aware of this very important verse, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And notice, and those who love it will eat its fruit. The Bible tells us that those who try to live in such a way, or the Bible tells us, be not deceived, God is not mocked whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. The word man there is gender inclusive. It is anthropos. It is male and female. To use the tongue in such an egregious manner, to attempt to destroy others. Perhaps you know someone who is doing this presently. Perhaps you knew you were raised in an environment of this nature. Perhaps you were raised in an environment where a person was an alcoholic and who would come home and become very abusive. Perhaps you were raised in an environment with a step-parent, etc. It goes on and on. We try to destroy your life, to destroy your spirit. Let me tell you that God loves you. Jesus loves you. And God has a brand new life for you. If you will come to him through his son, Jesus Christ, believe that Jesus died, was buried, and rose again the third day. Believe that you can be justified by faith in Jesus. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. He will cleanse you from your sin and stop using your life as a testimony, as a reactionary testimony to what has been done to you. Start living a life that you want by allowing God to give you a brand new life. And stop seeking witnesses for something that happened possibly many years ago or even yesterday. God has a new life for you. Listen to God. Attempting to hurt yourself as a testimony against those who try to ruin you. Let God have a life and let him show you a brand new way of living. He can take that pain from you and use it in a different manner. Don't destroy yourself. Don't contemplate giving up. Don't say that you're worthless or you're not worth anything at all. God loves you. He has you here for a reason. He wants you to come to him. He wants you to know him through his son, Christ Jesus. Good afternoon. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich, and God bless you.